April 9, 1933. So much is the divine love, that it arrives at exhausting itself in its works. Jealousy of the divine will. The little way of the creature in it. The divine volition always extends itself around me and inside of me. The jealousy of its marvelous light is so much, that it does not want anything to enter into me except what pertains to it in order to make me complete and grow the life of the divine will, and in order to make me see its divine ways so that I could copy them, contenting itself with administering to me what is needed in order to be able to tell me, the works of our daughter will be little, because the creature can never reach us, but they are modeled on and similar to ours. But while my mind followed the light of the divine will, my sweet Jesus, visiting my little soul, all love told me, my daughter, one act then says it is complete when the one who operates exhausts in it everything that is necessary in order to complete it. If something is lacking, or can be added, it can never be called a complete work. This has always been our way of operating. We have exhausted everything, love, power, mastery, beauty, in order to render the work come forth from us full, perfect, and complete. Not that we exhaust ourselves, because the Supreme Being is never exhausted, but in that work that we have done nothing more can enter in order to make it complete. And if we wanted to place some more, the more that we could place would have been useless, and not advantageous. And we have done this in the work of creation, of redemption, and of the designs that we made for the sanctity of each single creature. Who can say that something is lacking to creation? Who can say that our operating love did not exhaust itself in the redemption, that was so much that there are still interminable seas that creatures can take and they have not taken? And these seas overflow around them because they want to bring their fruit, hiding them in their waves in order that the love, the works, the infinite pains of the humanity God would take life in them. If we do not exhaust ourselves, we are not content. Exhausted love brings us rest and happiness. But if we have something other to give, to do in our works, it keeps us awake. We are all eyes. Our divine being is all in motion over what we are doing in order to give so much, because it does not find our complete act with the fullness of our exhaustion. Now in creation and in redemption there were no struggles for our love, nor impediment to being able to exhaust ourselves in order to render our works complete, because we worked independent from everyone. Not one human will enter in our midst in order to impede us from being able to exhaust ourselves as we wanted. The whole struggle we experience on the part of creatures, for each design of sanctity that we want to complete with them, and oh, in what straits they place us if the human will is not united with ours, if she does not give herself into our hands in a way that we can handle her as we want to give her the form established by us in order to complete our designs and so exhaust ourselves with forming our complete act. Ah! We cannot give what we want to. Hardly the crumbs, the sparks of our love, because the human volition remains always in the act of rejecting us and of struggling with us. Therefore when we find a will that lends itself, we abound, superabound so much in giving, that we place ourselves over her more than a mother over her baby in order to raise him beautiful and gracious in order to be able to form of him her glory, the honor of the baby, and the good of the entire world. The same for us, we do not leave her one instant. We always give in order to keep her not only occupied, but in order to not give her the time to be able to occupy herself with anything else, in a way that we can say, everything is ours. We can exhaust ourselves over this creature. And as our love is suitor, with justice it wants that she, in all her acts, place all that she can her love, all her life in order to be able to say, you have exhausted yourself for me. So much that I cannot contain what you have given me, I also exhaust myself for you. And so she keeps molding herself with our works, and copies our divine acts. Here, therefore, is the jealousy of the divine will, the light that always beats on you, inside and outside of you, because it wants everything for itself, and that your will, while you feel it alive, must have no life such that mind forms its life in it and completes its divine acts. In this way it can boast that everything that it wanted to give, it has given. I have exhausted myself in this creature, and she has exhausted herself for me. There is no happiness more pleasant, nor greater fortune, than the exhaustion of both parties, of God and of the creature. But what produces all this good? One act of our operating in complete will. So, after this I continued my acts in the divine fiat, and following its, I arrived in Eden, where the divine love had stopped me. And Sovereign Jesus added, My blessed daughter, our divine being is most pure light, and our attributes are so many suns distinct from one another, but united together and inseparable, that they make a crown for us. Now, in creating the creature, she was placed in these immense suns in order to form her little way. Now who comes to form this little way? One who lives of our will. Our divine attributes line up to the right and to the left of her, they make themselves the way for her in order to give her the step and let her walk so as to let her form her little way, and while she walks she does nothing other than collect drops of light, with which she remains all impearled such that it is an enchantment to see her. Therefore she nourishes herself with light. The light embellishes her. And she does not understand, nor does she know how to speak about anything other than light. My attributes press themselves around her, and they love this creature as the pupil of their eyes. They feel her life in themselves, and their life in her. And they take on the task of raising her as beautiful as they can, and of not letting her take one step away from the way that they have formed in their interminable light, such that one who lives in our will can be called the little way in the divine will. This in time, but in eternity it will not be little way, but long, rather, they will never stop, because this light has no end and they will always have the way in order to walk, in order to take new beauties, new joys, new knowledges of this light that never ends. Our love displayed more than ever in this Eden in creating man. And in order to complete our display and keep him more secure, we formed the way for him by striking him with the light of our attributes. But he went out of them because he did not want to do our will. However, our goodness was so much that it did not close this way, but left it open for whoever wants to live only of divine will. Fiat.